Welcome to another episode of Moon Monkey. On this episode, we discuss A Quiet Place, directed by John Krasinski.
So, A Quiet Place is a horror movie that's based very much on suspense. The film starts, we see a family who are sort of sneaking through an abandoned convenience store. One of the sons is sick, so it's the mother, father, two sons and a daughter. They're sneaking through the store, being very quiet, signing to each other, using sign language to communicate. And it's all very weird and eerie, and you're not quite sure why. They go outside, the street's abandoned, but it becomes apparent like they can't make any noise.
Yeah.
And on their way back across the bridge, this part's shown in the trailer, but spoilers if you don't want to know. On their way back across the bridge, the youngest child, 4 years old, turns on a toy that he picked up in the store, makes a lot of noise, and he's just sort of attacked by some alien creature that just, you'd only see it for a split second, but it's like, he's just killed, just like that.
But I think it's good the way they set it up, because immediately you know what's going on. Like, it's day 89, and you know something's happened.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what's happened 89 days
beforehand? Well, they build the tension really well.
And you know immediately what's happened. You've got, like, newspapers on the ground. You can tell by the way they're going around the shop. Everybody's silent. And you're like, why are they barefoot? Are they just, what's going on? And then you start to understand. And I think it's really good the way they built
the world.
Yeah, just like the little paths of sand. And the fact they're all barefoot so they don't make noise and there's no shoes. Just little things like that, just little touches, because like they've taken the time to explain it. Like, they could have just done this and been like, oh, well, just put all that in.
Well, there's a lot of good visual storytelling in it. Like because obviously the characters don't speak very much in the movie.
Which is quite unusual. Like, it's quite impressive to actually do a movie like that, I think. I think it's quite an original. Well, it's probably not original, it's been done before, but I can't really think of anything that has this much... When this long way in the dialogue in recent time, and it's one of those movies that I do think you should go to the cinema, because I don't really think you'd appreciate it sitting in the house, because you'd be too distracted and there'd be other things going on. But like in a cinema,
You need to be in that sort of zone.
And you do. I mean, I was getting.
The bit that I didn't like in it was there is a scene in the movie where they go into the dark, and I think the idea is it's meant to be pitch black, but because the cinema lights were still on. That for me was a little bit like, it's kind of weird, because I know we're meant to be like, oh, it's dark and I can't see anything.
And also, like, everybody, like, knocking over popcorn and eating Revels is a bit taking away the suspense a little bit.
Me with a large bag of solid
popcorn. And the hot dog and the nachos and the large drink.
So, when they basically go back to the house, and the entire film just revolves around the remaining sort of four members of the family in this house, and there's these aliens outside stalking them. But basically, whenever they make a noise, that's when they attack, because the aliens are blind and they just react to sound. Yeah, I know you like this movie a lot more than me. It's build up tension. It was sort of like the feeling you get in like a slasher movie where there's like a killer going around the house and you know they've got to be very quiet. Like I mentioned, Alien, like with Sigourney Weaver, when she's creeping around the ship, can't make any noise.
It does like have that tension and suspense, but for me... I didn't really see it as that kind of monster movie. I saw it more as like the interactions with the family, and what made the movie good for me was how they communicated and how they thought about all the little things. Like, they didn't have plates and cutlery, they were eating off a cabbage leaf because it wasn't going to make any noise, and when they were playing Monopoly they were playing with little pieces of felt. They didn't have the little pieces because it made noise on the board. And I think, like, the thing that you see in the trailer with the spaceship, when you see, like, why they gave him that spaceship in the first place, and then you get a bit of the backstory about how they didn't want him to have it in the first place, and the sister gave him it.
And then
she had to deal with that, and how the family had to deal with that over the course of the next year. You see how the dynamics kind of changes within the family.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just liked how, like, it worked between that family unit, I think. It does kind of feel a bit like Cloverfield Lane. But I really liked it. I just thought, like, the premise of it and, like, how they did it was kind of well thought out. And it is obviously, like, written and directed by John Krasinski.
Yeah.
And it's Emily Blunt, who I think is his wife in real life. So maybe that gave it more on screen than it would have had.
Hmm.
And there was good performances with, like, the whole family as well. And the daughter as well. She was really good.
I kind of see that. I just didn't feel that they really achieved... If that's what they were going for... Because they do have tensions in the family, and there are scenes between, like, the parents and the children. But, yeah, I just never really got invested in the characters. I like the where I thought they were going with it. Like, the daughter in the family has a hearing aid. And I understand that's meant to be a reference to, like, she obviously can't hear anything. And that's, like, the monster's hearing's really good. So there's something there. So I thought they were going to play more on her sense of isolation because of her hearing. But then the weird thing was, like, nobody can make noise or talk anyway. So, like, she's... like.
But she also can't hear them if they're sneaking up on her and things like that, too.
Yeah,
she's completely kind of defenseless against the one thing that can save you. But overall, I really liked it. I thought it was quite original. It's maybe not the greatest movie of the year, but I think it's worth a watch because it's just that it's original enough and it has enough to keep it going for me with the family dynamic. And if you are going for the horror aspect, it does build good tension, and I'd recommend that. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was pretty unique, and it doesn't. It's not over long. I think it's like 90 minutes long, so it's just about the right length for some, like, a movie of this type, which really only, like, is a very small focus just on that one family and the monster thing. Like, there's not a lot of twists and turns in it. It's a very simple premise. There were some good sequencing. For me, it didn't really keep me invested or entertained throughout it. There were a lot of points where just wanted it to hurry up a bit, but if you like horror films, I suppose you might like it. But you're saying it's not a horror film.
No, I'm saying it has that aspect too. But I think it's got more than that too. It's not just a horror movie.
Yeah,
I think it's got more depth to it. That's my only point. I think if you're going for a horror movie, it's probably a horror movie.
Yeah, if that's what they're going for, they just missed the mark slightly, but I can see what you're saying, that that's what it was meant to be about, the family and that kind of thing. So I don't know if we've got anything else to say on A Quiet Place. It was a very sort of not a lot happened.
I really liked it. I think it's worth going to because it is, as I said, it's very original, and I feel like they've really put a lot of thought into it, and I think the performances are very good from everybody involved, and it's quite an original idea, and it's got enough to keep you interested for the 90 minutes.
Yeah. If you could get anything at all out of that review of ours, good luck. But thanks for listening. That was our review of A Quiet Place. We'll be back again soon with more reviews.